Chapter 107. Meagles. Don't. Apostrophe, well, ma'am, apostrophe said Mr. Meagles, gravely, I am sorry to admit, then, that Henry certainly does anticipate his means. Apostrophe, my dear good man, I use no ceremony with you, because we are a kind of relations. Positively, Mama Meagles, apostrophe exclaimed Mrs. Gowan cheerfully, as if the absurd coincidence then flashed upon her for the first time, a kind of relations. My dear good man, in this world none of us can have everything our own way. Apostrophe, this again went to the former point, and showed Mr. Meagles with all good breeding that, so far, he had been brilliantly successful in his deep designs. Mrs. Gowan thought the hit so good a one, that she dwelt upon it, repeating not everything. No, no, in this world we must not expect everything, Papa Meagles. Apostrophe, and may I ask, ma'am, apostrophe retorted Mr. Meagles, a little heightened in color, who does expect everything? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh, nobody, nobody. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mrs. Gowan. I was going to say, but you put me out. You interrupting Papa, what was I going to say? Apostrophe, drooping her large green fan, she looked musingly at Mr. Meagles, while she thought about it. A performance not tending to the cooling of that gentleman's rather heated spirits. Ah, yes, to be sure, apostrophe said Mrs. Gowan. You must remember that my poor fellow has always been accustomed to expectations. They may have been realized, or they may not have been realized, apostrophe, let us say, then, may not have been realized, apostrophe observed Mr. Meagles. The dowager for a moment gave him an angry look, but tossed it off with her head and her fan, and pursued the tenor of her way, in her former manner. It makes no difference. My poor fellow has been accustomed to that sort of thing, and of course you knew it, and were prepared for the consequences. I myself always clearly foresaw the consequences, and am not surprised. And you must not be surprised. In fact, can't be surprised. Must have been prepared for it. Apostrophe, Mr. Meagles looked at his wife and at Clennam, bit his lip, and coughed. And now here's my poor fellow, apostrophe Mrs. Gowan pursued, receiving notice that he is to hold himself in expectation of a baby, and all the expenses attendant on such an addition to his family. Poor Henry. But it can't be helped now, it's too late to help it now. Only don't talk of anticipating means, Papa Meagles, as a discovery, because that would be too much. Apostrophe, too much, ma'am. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mr. Meagles, as seeking an explanation. There, there. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mrs. Gowan, putting him in his inferior place with an expressive action of her hand. Too much for my poor fellow's mother to bear at this time of day. They are fast married, and can't be unmarried. There, there. I know that. You needn't tell me that, Papa Meagles. I know it very well. What was it I said just now? That it was a great comfort they continued happy. It is to be hoped they will still continue happy. It is to be hoped pretty one will do everything she can to make my poor fellow happy, and keep him contented. Papa and Mama Meagles, we had better say no more about it. We never did look at this subject from the same side, and we never shall. There, there. Now I am good. Apostrophe, truly, having by this time said everything she could say in maintenance of her wonderfully mythical position, and in admonition to Mr. Meagles, that he must not expect to bear his honors of alliance too cheaply, Mrs. Gowan was disposed to forego the rest. If Mr. Meagles had submitted to a glance of entreaty from Mrs. Meagles, and an expressive gesture from Clennam, he would have left her in the undisturbed enjoyment of this state of mind. But Pet was the darling and pride of his heart, and if he could ever have championed her more devotedly, or loved her better, than in the days when she was the sunlight of his house, it would have been now, when, as its daily grace and delight, she was lost to it. Mrs. Gowan, ma'am, apostrophe said Mr. Meagles, I have been a plain man all my life. If I was to try, no matter whether on myself, on somebody else, or both, any genteel mystifications, I should probably not succeed in them. Apostrophe, Papa Meagles, apostrophe, returned the Dowager, with an affable smile, but with the bloom on her cheeks standing out a little more vividly than usual as the neighboring surface became paler. Probably not. Apostrophe, therefore, my good madam, apostrophe, said Mr. Meagles, at great pains to restrain himself, I hope I may, without offense, ask to have no such mystification played off upon me. Apostrophe, Mama Meagles, apostrophe, observed Mrs. Gowan, your good man is incomprehensible. Apostrophe, her turning to that worthy lady was an artifice, to bring her into the discussion, quarrel with her, and vanquish her. Mr. Meagles interposed to prevent that consummation. Mother, apostrophe, said he, you are an expert, my dear, and it is not a fair match. Let me beg of you to remain quiet. Come, Mrs. Gowan, come. Let us try to be sensible. Let us try to be good-natured. Let us try to be fair. Don't you pity Henry, and I won't pity Pet. And don't be one-sided, my dear madam. It's not considerate, it's not kind. Don't let us say that we hope Pet will make Henry happy, or even that we hope Henry will make Pet happy. Apostrophe, Mr. Meagles himself did not look happy as he spoke the words. But let us hope they will make each other happy. Apostrophe, yes, sure, and there leave it, Father, apostrophe, said Mrs. Meagles, the kind-hearted and comfortable. Why, Mother, no, apostrophe, returned Mr. Meagles, not exactly there. I can't quite leave it there. I must say just half a dozen words more. Mrs. Gowan, I hope I am not oversensitive. I believe I don't look it. Apostrophe, indeed you do not, apostrophe, said Mrs. Gowan, shaking her head and the great green fan together, for emphasis. Thank you, ma'am, that's well. Notwithstanding which, I feel a little I don't want to use a strong word now, shall I say hurt. Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Mr. Meagles at once with frankness and moderation, and with a conciliatory appeal in his tone. Say what you like, apostrophe, answered Mrs. Gowan. It is perfectly indifferent to me. Apostrophe, no, no, don't say that, apostrophe, urged Mr. Meagles, because that's not responding amiably. I feel a little hurt when I hear references made to consequences having been foreseen, and to its being too late now, and so forth. Apostrophe, do you, Papa Meagles? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Gowan. I am not surprised. Apostrophe, well, ma'am, apostrophe, reasoned Mr. Meagles, I was in hopes you would have been at least surprised, because to hurt me willfully on so tender a subject is surely not generous. Apostrophe, I am not responsible, apostrophe, said Mrs. Gowan, for your conscience, you know. Apostrophe, poor Mr. Meagles looked aghast with astonishment. If I am unluckily obliged to carry a cap about with me, which is yours and fits you, apostrophe, pursued Mrs. Gowan, don't blame me for its pattern, Papa Meagles, I beg. Apostrophe, apostrophe, why, good Lord, ma'am. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Meagles broke out, that's as much as to state apostrophe, now, Papa Meagles, Papa Meagles, apostrophe, said Mrs. Gowan, who became extremely deliberate and prepossessing in manner whenever that gentleman became at all warm. Perhaps to prevent confusion, I had better speak for myself than trouble your kindness to speak for me. It's as much as to state, you begin. If you please, I will finish the sentence. It is as much as to state, not that I wish to press it, or even recall it, for it is of no use now, and my only wish is to make the best of existing circumstances that from the first to the last I always objected to this match of yours, and at a very late period, yielded a most unwilling consent to it. Apostrophe, mother. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mr. Meagles. Do you hear this? Arthur. Do you hear this? apostrophe apostrophe, the room being of a convenient size, apostrophe said Mrs. Gowan, looking about as she fanned herself, and quite charmingly adapted in all respects to conversation, I should imagine I am audible in any part of it. Apostrophe, some moments passed in silence, before Mr. Meagles could hold himself in his chair with sufficient security to prevent his breaking out of it at the next word he spoke. At last he said, Ma'am, I am very unwilling to revive them, but I must remind you what my opinions and my course were, all along, on that unfortunate subject. Apostrophe, oh, my dear sir. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Gowan, smiling, and shaking her head with accusatory intelligence, they were well understood by me, I assure you. Apostrophe, I never, ma'am, apostrophe, said Mr. Meagles, knew unhappiness before that time, I never knew anxiety before that time. It was a time of such distress to me that apostrophe, that Mr. Meagles could really say no more about it, in short, but passed his handkerchief before his face. I understood the whole affair, apostrophe, said Mrs. Gowan, composedly looking over her fan. As you have appealed to Mr. Clennam, I may appeal to Mr. Clennam too. He knows whether I did or not. Apostrophe, I am very unwilling, apostrophe, said Clennam, looked to by all parties, to take any share in this discussion, more especially because I wish to preserve the best understanding, and the clearest relations with Mr. Henry Gowan. I have very strong reasons indeed, for entertaining that wish. Mrs. Gowan attributed certain views of furthering the marriage to my friend here, in conversation with me before it took place, and I endeavored to undeceive her. I represented that I knew him, as I did and do, to be strenuously opposed to it, both in opinion and action. Apostrophe, you see? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Gowan, turning the palms of her hands towards Mr. Meagles, as if she were justice herself, representing to him that he had better confess, for he had not a leg to stand on. You see? Very good. Now Papa and Mama Meagles both. Apostrophe, here she rose. Allow me to take the liberty of putting an end to this rather formidable controversy. I will not say another word upon its merits. I will only say that it is an additional proof of what one knows from all experience, that this kind of thing never answers, as my poor fellow himself would say, that it never pays, in one word, that it never does. Apostrophe, Mr. Meagles asked, what kind of thing? It is in vain, apostrophe, said Mrs. Gowan, for people to attempt to get on together who have such extremely different antecedents, who are jumbled against each other in this accidental, matrimonial sort of way, and who cannot look at the untoward circumstance which has shaken them together in the same light. It never does. Apostrophe, Mr. Meagles was beginning, permit me to say, ma'am, apostrophe, no, don't, apostrophe, returned Mrs. Gowan. Why should you? It is an ascertained fact. It never does. I will therefore, if you please, go my way, leaving you to yours. I shall at all times be happy to receive my poor fellow's pretty wife, and I shall always make a point of being on the most affectionate terms with her. But as to these terms, semi-family and semi-stranger, semi-goring and semi-boring, they form a state of things quite amusing in its impracticability. I assure you it never does. Apostrophe, the dowager here made a smiling obeisance, rather to the room than to anyone in it, and therewith took a final farewell of Papa and Mama Meagles. Clennam stepped forward to hand her to the pill box which was at the service of all the pills in Hampton Court Palace, and she got into that vehicle with distinguished serenity, and was driven away. Thenceforth the dowager, with a light and careless humor, often recounted to her particular acquaintance how, after a hard trial, she had found it impossible to know those people who belonged to Henry's wife, and who had made that desperate set to catch him. Whether she had come to the conclusion beforehand, that to get rid of them would give her favorite pretense a better air, might save her some occasional inconvenience, and could risk no loss. The pretty creature being fast married, and her father devoted to her, was best known to herself. Though this history has its opinion on that point too, and decidedly in the affirmative. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.